From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, gathering evidence of radicalization in California. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time, and that there is evidence they pre-planned the deadly attack. David Bowditch is an assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
As the investigation has progressed, we have learned that both subjects were radicalized and have been for quite some time. Now, how did that happen? The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen, and by whom, and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
He says U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, took part in target practice days before the attack, but said there's no evidence the shooters were part of a broader overseas plot. They carried out the mass shooting at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday, killing 14, wounding 21. U.S. defense officials have confirmed a senior al-Shabaab leader was killed last week in Somalia. U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the December 2nd strike killed three, including Abdirahman Sondhir, who was also known as Ukash. The Pentagon says the strike represents a significant blow to al-Shabaab, fighting to overthrow the internationally backed government in Mogadishu. Davis also confirmed a November 13 strike killed a senior Islamic State leader in Libya known as Abu Nabil. Meanwhile, an American who fought alongside al-Shabaab in Somalia has turned himself into security forces. Abdimalik Jones, arrested in southern Somalia near the port of Barawi, he claims to have fled the militant group because of internal disagreements. It's believed there are divisions within the jihadist group over whether to pledge allegiance to the Islamic State or al-Qaeda. This is VOA News.